In the history-conscious island city of Galveston, the Tremont name survives in an elegant hotel that's one of the more significant preservation projects in the Strand Historic District. During the 19th century, three successive Galveston hotels were named for the Tremont House in Boston, which set the standard for metropolitan hotels in its time. The first two were rudimentary buildings, the third an opulent Victorian, which opened in 1876. But by the 1920s, it had lost its luster and was demolished. The entire Strand Historic District declined until the 1970s, when preservation efforts began. Among those who got involved were George and Cynthia Mitchell of Houston. George, an oil man, grew up in Galveston. He and Cynthia shared a love for its elaborate Victorian architecture. By the 1980s, the reawakening Strand needed a hotel. The Mitchells acquired a decrepit three-story building constructed in 1879 as a wholesale dry goods store. Although it was one of the larger surviving Victorian buildings in the area, it wasn't quite large enough to incorporate the number of rooms a new hotel required. As luck would have it, the Mitchells and architects Ford Powell and Carson of San Antonio discovered an architect's drawing made when the building was expanded in 1882. It showed that a steeply pitched roof, a veritable fourth floor, was part of the design. Though it had never been built, it demonstrated how the building could be enlarged, yet remained faithful to its Victorian style. The Tremont House opened in 1985, thanks to the Mitchells' efforts and to the 100-year-old architectural drawing. With its decorative ironwork, palm trees, and birdcage elevators, this stately hotel transports guests to the days when Galveston was the premier city on the Gulf of Mexico.